January 3rd, 1997, when you passed the baton to Ron, was this with a great sigh of relief? Were you happy? Here it is. I'm out of here. What were your feelings at the time?
Oh, well, I signed on for 5 more years before that. I could have retired at 65, and I stayed to 70. I love this organization. I love the people. I hopefully did a bunch to build it the size it is today.
I would wholeheartedly support that, and he did. In fact, I mentioned his succession plan was an interesting program, and I got asked about it throughout my career because it became very well known in the Blue community. Ralph had 4 senior guys at that time, senior vice presidents, and he literally would walk into your office on a Friday afternoon, and he'd say, Monday morning, you're going to be the chief financial officer. And myself, as an example, I'm a marketing major. I'm not a CPA. He would come in and say, Monday, you're going to be CFO. And I mean, that was it. Monday morning, you were the CFO of a billion-dollar corporation. And it was really an interesting concept from the fact that by the time it was over and done with Ralph's retirement, I was very fortunate in that I literally sat in every chair in the organization. I was CFO, I was chief marketing guy, I was chief operations guy. I got to sit in all those chairs and run those divisions. It was a great learning experience. But at the same time, what we realized later was Ralph was giving the board a choice of 4 people that really knew how this organization was run. I don't know if he'd admit it or not, but that was part of the 5-year extension. He wasn't through with his rotation plan. And he wanted to make sure that he had the 4 guys through the rotation so that he could walk away and hand the board somebody that was really qualified from an experience point of view anyway to run the company.
How long were you in each position as you rotated?
It depended. Usually about 2 to 3.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Looking back on that, I often tell people.
We shot for 3. 3 was the magic.
You'd go in as CFO, for example. Well, you'd have to bring all your staff in, and they all knew. He didn't know come here from Sikkim about being a CFO. In fact, Ralph always had a saying, I'll give you a year to learn and a year to perform. And that was kind of how he ran the rotation. And it pretty much happened that way. It took us about a year to really get comfortable with knowing things. But as that rotation and management succession happened, we got, of course, to watching one another and working with one another because we knew my next stop's going to be your seat. So I'd learned as much as I can working with staff and staff meetings and things about what was going on. It took about 12 to 15 years to really get through that rotation plan.
Wow. Where'd you come up with that idea?
I borrowed that from General Electric.
Really?
Yes.
And it really, at times, got a little bit humorous. At times, it got a lot frustrating because people would realize, people being staff members, managers, vice presidents, that I could work with this guy next rotation. So everybody was a little bit standoffish sometimes and real careful not to burn bridges with people. It created a very interesting atmosphere.
He sits here. He's got a very nice smile. And he's
he got a kick out of it. I mean, he wasn't stern. He'd come in with a big old grin on his face, and you knew it was time. I mean, and we got to where we could pretty much gauge, well, it's about time. It seemed like it was always on a Friday afternoon because he'd come waltzing in and he'd have that kind of smirk on his face and say, Monday. And it was that quick.
Did you emulate somebody as a leader in another company or did you draw from other people that might have influenced you?
I was a student of General Electric. That's where I borrowed that whole idea from. But I studied a lot of companies, not just General Electric.